And welcome back Friday. I think many of you recall the Las Vegas alleged ET encounter in the backyard. It was a big backyard, like maybe half an acre, where somebody parked a lot of heavy equipment, doing construction work and so forth. And one night, there was a large flash in the sky. I think you recall this, like a descending meteorite, but it wasn't, apparently. Soon, two ETs, allegedly, I think about 7 feet tall, we're going to find out a lot about this tonight, showed up at the side of the home, as I remember this report, and were both observed by several people walking around, looking at the heavy equipment, and in one case, one of them climbed into the cab, I believe, of a backhoe. But we're going to find out. This story has all the earmarks of legitimacy, something that the federal government will never voluntarily talk to you about, or me, or anybody else. That's just the game they play. By the way, what is the name of it? Hold on, I've got to find this. The White House launched a website. Let me find this here. First key word was cheeky. Can I find it? Not exactly. Close. It's a funny name for an ET website. I'll find it here at some point. And they're using it, allegedly, as a disclosure vehicle. That's their platform. They're going to continue to put material out there. It's talk about drips and drabs. Silly stuff, but that's what they do. So, to get busy tonight, back with us this evening to talk about this, along with a friend of his, is Ryan Shane, who was with us a couple of weeks ago. And Ryan, are you there? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Jeff. Great to be here.
You're welcome to be back and glad to hear your voice. Tell us about your friend and let's get started because this was a wild story. George Knapp, KLAS-TV, who's done UFO research for decades, was involved with this. He covered it very well, and I ran several of his pieces on the air here. Put him on the website as well. So go ahead and introduce your friend, your colleague, and let's get going.
Yeah, so while everybody else kind of went on to other stories, our guest tonight has been digging into this ever since for the last 3 years. And if anybody knows more about it, I think it would be our special guest tonight. And
I don't think anybody could know much more about it than he does. Yeah. He's 3 years in this. He'll know everything. Good. Go ahead.
So if it would be okay, Jeff, for some people in the audience might not, might be new listeners, perhaps would it be okay to start from the beginning? Jim, did you want to start from the beginning and kind of give us a
hello, Jim.
Of what actually happened?
Let's bring Jim on here.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Your name is Jim Quirk.
Quirk.
Am I pronouncing it right?
Jim Quirk. Yep, Extraterrestrial Reality is the name of the podcast, and I have a YouTube channel called Quirk Zone, and I talk about it on there, and my Spotify channel is called UFO Extraterrestrial Reality. And it's basically the same show, just different names. But I'm in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. So is my network and Todd right now. By the way, I think the Quirk Zone is an excellent handle to use. That's very good. It is a quirky field.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very good. Now, tell us how you first got into this. Start at the beginning, and we have 48 minutes, about 45 left now. But let's go from the beginning and paint the picture for people who don't know anything about this case, because it was really wild. I just was drawn to it for obviously the same sort of reasons you were, but please start it up. Go ahead.
Well, in late May and early June of 2023, this story started becoming big news, and that was thanks to a local Las Vegas podcaster named Doug Papa, who heard about this. He heard that there was a report of a family who claimed that there were aliens that were in their backyard, a police report. So he dug into it, and he contacted the family, and he started talking about it. And from there, KLAS-8 got involved, and News Nation talked about it. It became an international kind of story for a little bit there. But when you looked at it, and actually what was very interesting about it was this family, the Kenmore family, they were, they called 911 on just after midnight on May 1st, 2023, because about 10 minutes to midnight on April 30th, some sort of an object came flying out of the sky and landed in their backyard. And they called up, they gave, it was actually the father and son that called up 911, Angel Kenmore and his dad, Bobby Kenmore, and they told the 911 dispatcher that there were two tall alien creatures in their backyard.
Did they, Jim, did they describe, did they describe the object that they felt landed in their backyard? Remember, this is a big backyard. It's a half an acre or more as big. But did they describe the craft, or was this, again, something that was just seen as a flash in the night sky?
No, they actually did describe it to, in interviews with Doug Papa, it was described. Basically, it was a blue and green colored object, and when it made contact in the backyard, it just threw off some red sparks, and then it became invisible.
Hold on, excuse me. I have never heard this before. I didn't know we had a landed craft that vanished.
Yeah.
That's really wild. I remember the blue
green. It's even wilder than that. This is the wildest story of all time, and the best thing about it is that it has it's unbelievable evidence that it's associated with it, but yet no one's talking about it except for me and a couple other people. That's about it.
I think the reason it went away is part of the cover-up. They don't like these stories getting much traction. All I have to do is put the word out to the mainstream media, we don't want to cover this story, and the media will drop it. It's that simple. Total control.
Well, that's what exactly happened. And I could tell.
Let me say this: in the 1960s, the CIA admitted that they had a person on the payroll, embedded in every major newspaper in America. This is before television became dominant. They controlled everything back then. So that's 75 years ago. Please continue. This is a great story. Go ahead.
Okay, so the father and the two sons were apparently working on their father's truck. You know, it was late at night, it was almost midnight, and they're out there in the backyard. And apparently the father had gone into the house for a few minutes, and that's when this object came flying out of the sky. And by the way, this object was captured on various different video cameras, including police body camera in Las Vegas actually captured it. It was captured on various different home security cameras. There was one camera in Vegas that captured it coming down, and there was you could hear an oscillating sound as it just right before it hit the ground. There was an Amazon robo-taxi that captured it and filmed it in long-wave infrared, and it showed that the object had no heat signature under long-wave infrared. So if it was a meteor, it would have been hot. It would have had a heat signature, but there was none.
That's pretty slick.
And then there was another angle of it captured from a security camera in Pahrump, Nevada, which is west of Las Vegas. And from that angle, you could actually see two objects. There was the main big object, the bluish-green. Yeah. A lot of people thought it was a meteor. And beside it, traveling parallel to it, was a smaller object. So, and then, not only that, there was a bunch of, 20 or so calls made that night to the American Meteorological Society from different people that witnessed this. And there was a woman in Arizona that called that night who, from her position in Arizona, she was looking north, she saw this object fall from the sky. But then she said that there were two UFOs that showed up and were hovering in that same area for about an hour. And she said it was categorized it as a very strange phenomenon. So not long after the object comes down, just after midnight at some point, the 911 call is made, and they're saying that there's two tall alien creatures running around their backyard. And that actually caused the Angel Kenmore said when he came face to face with one of these creatures, he became temporarily paralyzed. And the father said that when he walked out the back door to find out what was going on, he couldn't move. There was some sort of he felt a strange paralysis. He actually said this in the 911 call. So the police eventually showed up. And by the time they showed up, apparently everything was gone. This was all filmed on camera, too. There's body cam footage that's on the YouTube. You could see it. And I've talked about this numerous times on my podcast as well. but there was like 16 minutes worth of footage that still has not been made available to the public. When the police officers went into the backyard to investigate, they won't release that footage. They're saying that the property owners need to sign off on that, and whoever owns the property has not will not sign off on it, apparently. So we don't have that footage.
Do we believe that?
No, I don't. Actually, there is a law. I did look into this. There is a law in Las Vegas that says that if you're inside the property, there was no crime committed or anything like that. I think maybe it might be different if there was a crime. But if you're going to someone's house, the property owner has to sign off on it. There is a law, and I did look into that. Mm-hmm. But I still find, there was other times where there is such footage released, and so I don't know what the story is. There could be more evidence in there. But here was the good thing. The family, after this all happened, all this commotion first started, before they called 911, they tried to go back into the backyard. They wanted to investigate, so they all, the father and two sons was Angel and Joshua, and the father, Bobby, armed themselves with handguns, and the mother, Contra, filmed it with a cell phone camera while they were going in the backyard, which is, I'm sure you've seen that before. Everyone's seen it. And they went in the backyard, and right when they walk in the yard, they got scared back out again, and they were just standing around for a little bit, and then they just continued to film the backyard and the heavy equipment and everything. And when this story first came out, I was like everyone else. I'm not seeing anything in here in this video, right? I'm just not seeing anything. And then I received a phone call. I was talking about this on my podcast, and I had received a phone call in June of 2023 from Scott Roeder. He's a world-renowned crime scene reconstruction expert from Ohio. And he said that he wanted to look at the video and come on my show and see if talk about what he finds, if anything, right? So he did an event. He analyzed the video. He's a 30-year-plus video analysis expert, right? And so he analyzed the video, and he found that something moving toward the father and sons right when they're walking in the backyard. There was a few frames where you could see like an upright something with the eyeballs, and you could see part of the torso, and it's only like in a few frames, but you could see it coming at them. But
let me ask you to pause there. I'm going to play the excerpts from the 9/11 phone calls that were made, and you'll hear the dispatch operator taking the call. It's just about a minute long, but I want everybody to get an idea of the reality that was sent by way of a 9/11 call to the police and how they responded to it. Their reactions were very interesting. We'll get into that a little later, too. Here we go. Hang on.
Okay, what's going on over there?
Okay, lady. Me, my dad, and my brother, we're working at a truck in our backyard, and we have a big lot outside, right? Correct?
Okay.
We were working, and we just see in a corner of our eye something fall down from the sky, and it was with light, and when I hit down, it was like a big impact, and we felt like an energy, and then we hear like a lot of footsteps near us, and then we have a big equipment, and we see, and there's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes, and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually we're terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes.
Okay.
Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes, and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
Okay, there you go. How would you feel if you were a 9/11 dispatcher getting a call like that? It has the ring of truth to it. You hear that right away. So what do you do? Anyhow, go ahead, Jim. This is very good. Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay, so, yeah.
Ryan, did you want to say something? Hold on, Jim. Did you want to say something? Chip in here, Ryan.
Just real quick, and then let Jim continue. I was glad to see that the 911 operator actually treated him with some respect and didn't chuckle and giggle as like we've seen.
No, good point. It had the ring of truth. Secondly,
making a false or a hoax 911 call faces stiff penalties. So who would do something like that? And it just rings true that they actually saw something because, you don't call 911 and make a hoax like that, and the cops came over and believed him in the first place. So it just, that's my point. Go ahead, Jim.
Very good. Jim, onward. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a fine and jail time could be associated with it. He's absolutely correct. And so basically, you know, they make this call. But if you watch the video, you could. Here was the thing: we didn't know that these aliens were cloaking. That's what was happening. But that's why nobody was really seeing anything early on. You know, the first 6 months or so, longer actually. I think there was some people that would find things online. I really wasn't seeing anything, right? And then I guess it was in March of 2024. There was a YouTube channel that actually scored an interview with the two Kenmore brothers. They actually went to some guy. He went to the property. This was a Sherman. It's a popular YouTuber named Sherman. He went to the property. Okay. He interviewed the two brothers. And after that, I talked about it on my show then, about that there was an interview with the two brothers. And somebody had contacted me. One of my subscribers had contacted me and said, "You're missing something. There's a face that appears above the fence right when they're getting chased out of the yard." So I went back to the video because I had the original video on file. And I looked there, and yeah, she actually sent me a picture as well. And you could see, for a few frames, something does appear above the fence, and it looks like a face. It looks like a transparent, big-headed alien that's about the size that they were saying.
Yeah, there's no mistaking it. It looks exactly like that. I mean, I don't see any way to miss it. It is what it is in that picture. We'll get to that picture in a little bit, too. Okay, go right ahead. We have more audio. We have police body cam audio and the actual video of the body cam. If you want to take a look at it, just look in guests under our first guest, under Ryan and James, and you'll see it there. Okay, go ahead. Let's continue.
Well, that the face appeared above the fence, and then Scott Roeder had seen that, and he contacted me, and he says he didn't know, he never saw it before either. Right? He didn't notice, we weren't seeing that before. So he got another, somebody who was working with him, another expert, Louis Castillo, and they did an analysis of that. And he found that there was most certainty there, and not only that, the strangest aspect about it is that in the area where the head appears, 66% of the pixels were deleted somehow. They were just not there, and they should have been there. There was no explanation for that. Yeah. And on top of it, they're also, Roeder and his assistant Castillo were able to determine that the video was not fake, there wasn't hoax, there was no CGI or anything like that. These items were really there. So then we did a show, I guess it was on April 2nd of 2024, and we called it Vindication Day because as far as we were concerned, this finally proved it. There's evidence now within the public domain that shows non-human intelligence. We could see it. We had the volume 1-1 call, all the evidence associated with it, like the fact that the object had no heat signature, it made a strange mechanical oscillating sound as it came down from the sky, and so on and so forth. That this shows that there's something here with this. There's no doubt about it. And the people were the way they you can't that that's not acting. That's real. There's no way that they were making this up, and they weren't going to make a phony 911 call like we were just talking about. After that,
a question. May I have a question section here, just real quick? I got one at least. Let me put it in. If the pixels are missing of the face area of one of these beings, is that somebody messing around with the video, or is that something that didn't transcribe when the camera was recording because of some cloaking tech that the alien might have been using?
Like as Roeder stated, it was the aliens that did that. There was no he had no explanation for this. There was absolutely, because the video was untampered with. So in that area, just in where the face was, 66% of the pixels were deleted. So they were using some sort of a cloaking or
something.
Well,
when you say deleted, it sounds like the imagery was never allowed to be recorded. It was shut off at the source, so to speak. Okay, very good. Now I understand
somehow,
that.
Yeah. All right. And actually, this is not without precedence. In fact, if there was a documentary film called Missing 411, The Hunted, made by David Paulides, and in the final segment of that documentary, they talked about an incident that happened in 2010 in Ohio, and it involved Jan McAbee. She's the wife of the late UFO investigator Bruce McAbee. She was out bow hunting near their home, and she saw something in the trees while she was up in the tree, and it looked like a big giant piece of saran wrap moving from one tree to the other. It was like some sort of a cloaking creature. So she snapped a picture of it with her camera, with her cell phone, and she brought it back to Bruce later on, and he looked at it, and there was actually a UFO reported in that area at the same also. There's a lot more to that story, but when he looked at the picture, he found that the image provided an impossible resolution, a resolution that the camera didn't offer. But when you look at the highest resolution of the camera and the impossible resolution, the difference was 66%. So
that's
that
very
was
bizarre.
Another thing we found.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
Ryan?
It's very bizarre to have different resolution in one. And he was analyzing the original version of
yeah.
it. He's treating it like a criminal case himself. So yeah,
got it. Very good. All right. So the cops. Let's go to the point where the police arrive. Now I've got some again audio I can play of this. You want to set this up? Then we'll play a little audio of the cops when they get there. Now by this time, the creatures, the beings, the ETs are gone. Wherever they went, we don't know. Maybe they were still in their ship 10 feet above the ground watching all this. We don't know. But they weren't visible on the ground walking around behind the fence. Now, the two brothers and the father did not open the gate and go into the backyard. Am I correct on that? They simply took video of the gate and the fence.
No,
pretty much
no
right.
They actually did walk in. They were chased out. Right when they walked in with their guns in hand. And after they took a few steps in, and no sooner did they start get a few steps in, that's when something happened. And that's where you could see that the few frames in the initial rotor analysis where you see the creature moving toward them, that's when they ran out. Then later on, they stood there, talking to each other for a couple of seconds, and then they reopened the gate and they continued the film for another 30 or 40 seconds or something like that.
Okay, so this is important.
A minute and 41 seconds altogether.
Very good. Very good. The E.T. apparently realized there were guns which could cause potential harm and came at the people. Now, was this a hostile approach or was like, who are you? Or was it get out of here? What do you think?
Well, one of the problems that we have, I think that they were just, for one thing, the family was using, it speaks in a language that's, we believe it's Romani, and we can't get a proper translation of it. From when
As in Romanian?
Romani. It's like a mixture of different languages.
I don't know
and,
that one. All right.
Yeah, it's like some Spanish and some other, it could be Portuguese, we're not really sure, because
it's a Latin hybrid language of some kind. All right.
Yes.
Good enough. Okay. Let me play a little bit of the cops here real quick, and then you can pick it up. You're doing a great job, both of you. This is really fascinating. And for all of you listening, go to guests and look under Ryan and Jim, and you'll see the links. You can take a look at that. Load the gallery of pictures. We're going to go through those a little bit later as well. So here's the body cam audio. Now, the video is with it. You can see it as the cops get there. They don't know if anything's still in the backyard or not, I'm assuming. And this is pretty weird. So let's see how the cops handle it.
They saw something fall from the sky. They checked the backyard, and they saw something with, 8 to 9 feet, no clothes, green-colored men, not human, with, the eyes were glowing, and they did not, it was not a human being. So.
And, who's arguing that?
Did you see it?
Huh?
Did you see it?
Yeah, me and him saw it.
What did you see?
It was like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like a long 10 feet
tall. Because I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard?
They see like a big, that's what they say. They see like a big something with
light. Can we go
to the back? I have a big yard in the back.
I see a cat over there.
No, please, can you check? Because
this kid's not going to
let you see.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have cameras?
I'm gonna
take the camera. Did you see it? No? I'm kind of curious now. I want to know if there's aliens.
I look at the iPhone and say, I want this.
Where did they go?
Well, they say that. I'm going to show you.
You have a dirt backyard. Can you show me if there's a... And I'm sorry, did you see them go anywhere?
No.
No? You didn't? Did they probably go that way? Hey, did you guys... Hey, this might sound like a really dumb question, but did you guys see anything fall out of the sky? Yeah. We got a call, and one of my partners actually said that they saw poo. So,
if you happen to see any, like, I'm not BSing you.
Video,
if you see any
footage?
No, like, if you see any, like, little, well, not little, and they're claiming 8 to 9 foot tall green beings that were in their backyard. Sounds crazy, but you never know. These are your neighbors, your fine neighbors over here. But again.
Okay, we'll pause it right there. The officers are talking among themselves. Another car just drove up, and that the first officer was asking the occupants in the second car, did you guys see anything? Actually, it's a guy and a girl,
Jim?
But whatever. Yeah,
Jim? Jim?
Yes?
Hey, Jim, did you want to talk about, it appears through some of the analysis you've done and some of your listeners, that there are actually multiple, there are multiple beings. And did you say that when they were working on the truck, they heard a bunch of footsteps around them? And
oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that, yes. That when that thing landed, that was another aspect there.
You did say footsteps were heard. You did mention that.
He said it sounded like what sounded like thousands of footsteps running off and on in various directions. And then the craft just, the area where the craft was, according to Angel Kenmore, it became all blurry. You couldn't see anything. Like, it became cloaked. But when you looked in other parts of the yard, you couldn't see, everything looked normal. But they did say that they heard what sounded like thousands of footsteps running off in various directions.
So there
I remember the vertical drone image of the backyard suggested that, I'm remembering more now, that the craft itself would have fit in the open spaces. Now, when I mentioned backhoe, it was actually a front loader, which is another large piece of equipment that the apparently two green ETs were particularly interested in. But the craft would have fit in their large, very large, it's like a big lot where heavy equipment is stored. It would have fit there. Now, how did it leave? When did it leave? How many were there? It sounds to me like there may have been more than two. This is all fascinating. Go ahead.
There were definitely more than two. Because even though the family only reported seeing two tall ones, see, after we made that Vindication Day podcast, like, we kept on analyzing that video, and the more you looked at it, the more and more aliens we were finding. They appear, and then they disappear. Uh-huh. They appear, and you could see them moving their heads. The most significant one to me, I thought the most spectacular one, was what looks like a short little gray alien that appears back near the heavy equipment. You could actually see its head pop up, turn its head a little bit. You could see the big black lap around eyes. You could see him turn its head a little bit, and then he throws his head backward like he's as if he's in shock, like maybe like he realized he was being filmed. I don't know. We really can't say. We could only speculate, but there's no question that the more I looked at the video, you could find these faces popping in and out, bodies, faces, whatever, alien creatures, and they all look alien. They don't look like, you know, dogs or cats or people or anything. Everything looks alien with the big eyes and all shapes and sizes as well. In fact, I counted up to this point more than 20, probably close to 30 instances in that 1 minute and 41 second video. That was filmed in portrait style, by the way. It was the long way up and down. You could see over 20 instances where you could see alien creatures appear and then disappear.
Over the top of the fence?
Back by the heavy equipment, around the heavy equipment, all over the place. They're all over the yard. And then if you think about the statement about the footsteps, then that's because the whole yard was loaded
with
them.
Makes sense. Got it. Were there footsteps found the next day?
Yeah.
Were they able to find any footprints or foot marks? I don't know what the surface back there was done in, asphalt or just dirt, I don't know, gravel?
I heard that they did say that they found footsteps, but I've never seen pictures of them. I have not seen anything to that effect to this point.
Yeah.
It could be that somebody told them not to show. I know that they were being told not to say anything, apparently, from people, I'm assuming people from the government. They actually did install a Homeland Security camera on the property right after it happened. The police did for a few days, I think. Why would they do that unless they believed it? So
the government came too, didn't they? Men in Black or something?
Yes, there was.
It freaked them out, and they don't talk anymore. They're silent. Nobody could find them there. They shut them up. So go ahead, Jim.
Yes, that's what happened. They have to. In fact, I know someone who was actually just there yesterday, but they actually apparently moved out, but now they moved back into that house, from what I understand. But they don't want to talk about this anymore. I think somebody told them to shut up about it. That's what I think, because I had received at one point, I think it was last year, earlier last year, when I had received a somebody contacted me in a very, very unconventional manner, and this person represented himself as a member of the family, not the immediate family, but like somebody else, a relation outside of that household. And he said not only was his family told by people told that they were with the government not to talk about it, but actually their relatives in Brazil and Europe were also approached by these same guys, apparently. And they were told not to talk about this anymore. And they showed up at their house a few different times at the main house in Vegas as well. And there was a lot of weird... And actually, the brothers, actually, right after this happened, at one point, there was a vehicle that pulled up to their house, a black Suburban, and it had three government officials in it, apparently, but they all looked exactly the same, and they were all wearing sunglasses, and they all turned their heads and looked at the brothers at the same time, and then turned their heads back forward and drove off.
That's
and they
crazy.
Actually told that to that guy in Sherman back in 2024 during that interview. They talked about that. So, yes, there is apparently efforts, I believe, and rightfully so. I mean, the government doesn't want people to know about this because I think anybody who absorbs all of the totality of this evidence is going to know that we're definitely not alone after they look at this, at all of this proof. There's this, how could you deny it? There's no other explanation for all of this, right? I mean, it has to be non-human intelligent beings. I mean, we could debate about where they come from. But there's no doubt about it. There's just like the family told the 911 dispatcher, there were aliens in that backyard, and they have the video evidence to back up their claim.
Sure. By the way, the government started a website today, the Trump administration, called aliens.gov.
Oh,
and this is their tongue-in-cheek way of... They're slow rolling this whole disclosure thing. It's insulting. It's stupid. It's
asinine. Do you know what they did with that, Jeff?
For 75 years. What's that, Ryan?
You know what they did with that website, and it's pissed off the entire community. Do you know what they did?
No.
They use that as a bait and switch. Now they use that to get a bunch of traffic to it. And now they're promoting it as aliens walk among us, as like you know. Border crossers. That's what that website's about. They're using, they bait and switch.
Oh, so they're basically mocking the whole story then.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, it's about immigration is what it is.
That's disgusting. Aliens, yeah. I get it. Yeah. All right.
But anyway,
what do you want from the government, huh?
Some of the pictures on the gallery up there show...
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's everybody... It's, time to go to the gallery. So let's load the gallery. And I think we got, I don't know if we got all the pictures up there, but we got quite a few of them. Can you see the gallery, Jim?
No, I'm not. I'm just on my phone.
Okay.
No, I know the pictures, though, and I could, you know, if any picture, the one, there's a, you know, there's, I have, I think you have pictures of the short gray alien that I, you know, that's near the heavy equipment.
Jim, hold on. Ryan, why don't you go ahead and try and pick a picture here. He'll know which one it is, and we can start with that. Which one do you want to start with?
Okay, I guess we can go
of the
with
fence.
The,
we get. Go ahead.
The third from the left, it would be the one that that chased him out of the yard.
There's a little arrow from the top of the frame down into
it. Yeah, it's a little, this one's a little hard to see. Yeah, this one's a little harder to see than the other ones, but...
Okay.
You could clearly see something, and that's what Scott Roeder noticed in his analysis in the video. You can see him moving towards him.
This is a freeze frame from the video. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, no altering, no nothing. Yeah, just freeze frame from the video.
Number three. Now, you see the back of a head. I think that's a human head on the left, and I think it's a human head on the right. Am I correct?
Right.
Is that those are two ears I see on a bald head on the left. And I see a balding man on the right, and then I see an arrow pointing down. It's kind of a rather nebulous, dark shadow. But that is supposed to be something that chased them out.
Yeah, Jim, do you want to talk about that, the one that chased them out from the...
Yes, and actually, I mean, if you look at some of the, I mean, I know there, you have links there for some of my shows, and the most recent one was the third anniversary episode. If anybody were to watch that, you'll see looped videos of this stuff in motion, and that's much more convincing than the still image.
Oh,
I think.
That would be,
yeah. Yeah, you can actually see it move in the video. Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. So you have, so the one that chases them out of the yard, there's most certainly something there. They all react to it at the same time. That's how Roeder, as an expert in reconstructing crime scenes, was able to make that determination initially. That
I see I see two large almond-shaped eyes.
Yes.
Am I correct? Two large eyes.
Yes.
It's below the tip of the arrow, which if you imagine looking at the tip of the arrow, it's pointing to the top of the head. Continue on down below and you'll see left and right black orbs or spheres. And those are the eyes. Now there's a white dot on the left of the face down near the jaw, and that's pretty much the head. I get it. And then there's a body shape below it. And the camera appears to be pointing upwards a little bit, so that would validate the height aspect, 8 or 9 feet maybe, whatever. Taller.
Yeah.
Unless that was a shorty and they're shooting down, I don't know which. But that's an interesting picture. To see this video in motion would be, as you said, fascinating.
Yes, there was quite a few parts of the video. Like what you had to do, right, was like nobody realized what was, you know, when you first look at it, you think you're going to be just seeing extraterrestrials because that's what they said was in the yard, but you're just not seeing anything. But the problem was because they were cloaking or doing something to prevent the camera from picking it up. But it didn't work, obviously, because there are moments where the camera did pick it up. I don't have an explanation for that. Maybe it was because they were behind the fence and it was, you know, maybe the aliens have some sort of ability to, you know, cause your cell phone not to be able to film something. Actually, one [S2] Right. [S1] Of the neighbors told News Nation that when that object came down, their security camera just blacked out for like an hour. So,
okay, let's go to picture number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from the left, top row. And that's the one where the right side of the frame has a green, maybe that's part of the fence. I don't know what it is. It's picture number 5, I think. Is that 5?
Yeah, that's the one
no,
on the
it's
left.
No, number 11.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon. Yeah. Number 11, it is number 5 on the top row. And there's green. It's a reflective green. It looks like part of the fence. Now, there's a pink circle around the top of the head of one of the visitors.
Yes, I put that circle there.
Okay, good call.
Yeah.
You see the four. You see the top of the head. You see the eyes, just like we looked at in the last image. Same thing. Now remember, these images somehow are interfering with the resolution of the video camera. It's not getting a sharp, crystal clear image like it probably would have had there not been some interference. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Okay, very good. That's an interesting picture, for sure. Okay, let's go to number 6, which shows the fence up close. Some greenery above that, and in between the top of the fence and the greenery are two little assemblies of lights. What do we have there? Possible landed craft.
Yes. This was a discovery made by another investigator to the case named Chris Lathrop, and he actually appeared on my podcast recently to talk about that. That discovery was a recent one. That happens to be the area where the family did say the craft landed, and those lights, where he was able to determine that there was no explanation for why lights would be there other than the alien craft. So we think that that's probably the craft. We can't say with 100% certainty, but I think it probably is.
Something back there.
And there was landing. Yes. There was a big circle in the dirt, wasn't there?
There was
a circle. Yes, there was something in the dirt. Yeah, I remember.
Yes, but there was some controversy with that.
Somebody tried to discount it, and I don't remember how or what. It's been too long. But
they said that the picture. They said that they looked at older Google Earth images that showed that that circle in the dirt was there before the incident. But as you can see, there's lots of different circles there. We're not even sure. Like, here's what happened with that. Angel Kenmore, when he brought the police in the backyard, one of the cops said to him, this is where, there's a circle in the mark in the ground. Angel just, that must be it. So he told, I guess George Knapp or somebody about this, or Doug Papa. And so then people must call, he must be lying because he said that circle was there because of the craft that came down.
That's just a human, that's a very human thing to do.
Right.
It's okay. He just didn't know. Now, let's go down to the second row of pictures. On the left is probably the most impressive, it's hard to say, but it's a very interesting picture showing the head, alleged head of an ET. You can see the bridge of the nose area. You can see the lights that are behind it, it looks like, shining on the top of its smooth skin. If you follow the neckline down,
that's our buddy UB. UB.
Yeah. Now, these were allegedly... These were green creatures. They were supposed to be green. They're not showing green in these images for a variety of technical reasons, but they are showing a shape for sure. How was this particular piece of video taken? You got the two brothers there. You got the father. Were they holding up a cell phone camera and shooting over the fence through the gate? How was this picture taken? Have you got that?
Yes, it was. After they got chased out of the yard, and then they stood around they closed the gate, they talked for a couple of few seconds, then they reopened the gate, but they stood behind the fence and they filmed the backyard. What you're seeing in that picture, that I had to zoom that way in, like that was near the heavy equipment, and it appears that creature appears about a minute and 5 seconds into the original cell phone video. And when I was examining the video, I noticed some movement back there, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing there when I zoomed in on that area. I mean, there was clearly an alien face looking back at you.
So that's quite an enlargement. And it was moving. Very good. Very good. I got it.
It was moving, too. I mean, that was the thing. You could see it move its head. It turned its head.
It was moving independently of the surroundings that it was in.
Well, the head was moving. Like, it turned its head, like, and then it swung its head backward. But you could see clearly that this is a gray alien. That's what this is. I mean, there's no other explanation for it. Yeah. And then it disappears. It shows up. It's
so
not there.
So that's why
it appears,
gray and not green. This is not one of the 8-9 footers. This is one of the shorter ones along for the party.
Yes.
Right?
I don't believe the family saw that one with their own eyes. They didn't see it. They only saw two of them, but there was a lot more there than they saw.
You know, I can see
the video
in the picture,
shows that.
In the next picture over, second picture on the bottom row, if you look carefully, you can see where it looks like the pixelation is not right. See where the head ends, or looks like it ends? There's no neck easily. This is, again, a zoom shot from the video.
It's zoomed
just
in,
remember
yes.
that. Yeah. Well, good catch on your part.
Well,
that's
he raised his head.
I don't know how else to look at it. That's an eye.
I think he raised his head and realized he was being filmed, and then he disappeared. So this is definitely something strange, because once he disappeared, there's nothing there like a piece of the backloader is on the other side of the backloader, right, Jim, where in other parts of the video, there's nothing there. He appears and then disappears. Like there's a strange fog.
He just literally vanishes in an instant.
All right,
that in and of itself, Jim, suggests that some of these visitors have the ability to become fully cloaked, fully invisible on an instantaneous venue. They can just do it. That's very interesting. So they may be walking among us, to go back to the White House thing, and we just won't see them. They may be walking around among us because they're the tall blondes, and they do look like us, so we can't tell. We wouldn't even notice. So they're different races, obviously, here. That's a terrific picture, number 10. Both of those are on the bottom, the first and second one. That's you. Jim did that. That was very good.
And I feel so strong. I mean, that part of the video, and when you zoom it in and you see that in motion, to me, that ends. I mean, if you didn't buy the story before, then this one would have to sell you, because when you see this thing in action and you see it moving, you realize that this debate is over. There's no question about it. This was a non-human intelligent creature. This is a gray alien that you're looking at. And that's it. I mean, that's why, and that's just, to me, that image there, that little section of video, I think that was, I call them the undeniable backbreaker. This should break the back of any sort of debunker's claim that there's, it's over. Right. I mean, so that's how I look at it.
Let's go to the next picture on the bottom, picture number 3 in the bottom row, and click on that. And on the right side, take a look. What do you see? The same creature, different poses. These are different moments in the video. And you can see a head and you can see a torso. It's definitely gray. It's not green. What did we have on the left with a big arrow under it?
That's where he was located. Where was UB located at, Jim? Was he behind the back loader?
He was right next. He was to the right side of the back of the front loader. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Tell us briefly. We have about 7 minutes. Tell us briefly, what did they do with the equipment? Go over that part of it. That's very interesting. They did get in the driver's seat of one of them, did they not?
Yes, there's actually some portions of the video where you see these giant-headed aliens inside that front loader. You could see, I have some still images that you could look at, and some in motion where you could see the heads moving. You could see these big heads moving, multiple heads, alien heads moving. There was another alien that was standing in front of the front loader, and I'm not sure if you have this image there, but I have that one in when you could see it moving as well. But when you take a still frame of it and you put it side by side to a drawing of one of the aliens that was seen by the Allagash 4 back in 1976, it's an exact match.
Oh, interesting. Very good.
It looks like an insectoid kind of a creature.
So this would be about a 3 or 4 foot gray, small. This is small.
I'd like to make a comment.
Please, Ryan, go ahead.
I'm beginning to believe that us people out here, we're able to get enough evidence now that the government...
We don't need the government to tell us anything.
We could almost come to conclusions by ourselves instead of waiting for...
Of course. That's what they don't want us to do, though. They want us to feel like we have to wait for them to pass judgment and give us the truth. To hell with them. They lie all the time. No, we see. We know. It is what it is. This is not even an issue anymore. We are being visited. Hell, the planet's been here 4.5 billion years. We've probably been visited... for 4.5 billion years. Who knows? Intelligent life forms all over the place.
I'd like to congratulate Jim. Yeah. Jim, I'd like to give you a heads up or a big round of applause for all the work you've been doing. You've been beating the drum on this, and nobody would know about some of these creatures that you found and everything if it wasn't for your work. So I think everybody appreciates it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That means a lot, Ryan.
Would you like to, Jim, let me do this as well. We have just 3 or 4 minutes left. If you'd like to come back on with Ryan, bring the video, whatever video you'd like, and we'll play the video and walk through it. We can do that.
Yeah.
However you want to do it. This would be fun. Come back, maybe next week, whatever. Just when you have a good time, let me know, and we'll book it. But I think we need to spend more time on your work and this whole case. It's an extraordinary one. It really is. Stunning.
Can I just add one more thing? You were talking about the government.
Of course,
I just want to point out that in June of 2024, after Roeder, we made these discoveries, I actually sent a big, long letter to the Pentagon, Department of Defense, as well as to the Department of Energy, laying it all out. They never responded.
They're not going to. They know they're game players. They know what's going on. They know exactly what's going on. Eisenhower had a meeting with him at Edwards Air Force Base in 1956. So look, it's been a done deal. Don't wait for the government to tell you what
deal.
To believe. You believe your own eyes, your own research. All right, this is really interesting. The police body cam audio. Let me play just a little bit more of that, and then I want to make a statement and see what Jim and Ryan have to say about that.
I believe stuff. I don't know, but listen to their stories. Like, I'm back here with like chills on my arms. Yeah, it's creepy.
You guys got the chills?
It's weird, bro.
Why am I the only one who's like, okay?
It's weird. Okay. Just the fact that our partner saw something at the same exact time.
Your neighbor's still going around looking. So. Did you guys have? I'm sorry. No surveillance. No video.
The camera.
So
that's when the
company
came
in. So.
There's one back there.
Camera
on the
post
here. Over here, I'll show you.
The landlord has it, so they don't have access to it, but someone else has access to it.
Okay, you get the idea. And at this point, the family's out in front. The backyard is apparently empty. And I don't know how. What I'm curious about is how quickly did the cops muscle up and actually go into the backyard to inspect the backyard? Did they ever do that early on, or did this guy wait for reinforcements? I don't know.
No, there was two officers that showed up in separate cars, and they pretty much did enter the backyard pretty quickly after meeting the family in the front. Right, shortly after that, they go right back. But it took them an hour to get there, at least an hour, according to the Kenmores. It took them at least an hour to get there, so there was,
How did the police explain that? That's really...
I don't know.
That's not okay. Unless there's a...
No.
Maybe there's an unwritten code that they get a report like that and they wait. Because that's way too long. No.
Maybe they didn't believe it.
I don't know. It sounded too credible on the call.
Yeah, I thought so, too. But maybe the police, after they got the call themselves, said, oh, what are you talking about? You know, who knows? We don't know what really happened.
Well, it's kind of funny when you listen to that.
So,
what's kind of funny when you listen to the video is the mom is... saying, you take my kids away, I want to go back to bed. Take my kids. I thought that was kind of funny.
Is that what she was saying? That's funny.
She said something like that, yeah. But they're obviously freaked out, and the one of the old elders there in his bathrobe, and it just must have been a wild night. I couldn't imagine what it would be like to be there, just knowing that something from some other world or whatever just was in your backyard, you know.
Well, the other interesting angle is that There were two types. There was a tall type, 8 or 9 feet, and then the short grays, which we all know very well. So, you know, are they buddies? Are they pals? One working for the other? Who knows? But the idea that the tall ones got into the front loader, right? Is that correct?
Supposedly. Yes, that's what it looks like. Yes. That's what it looked like to
that's
them. There was a portion of the video where you could see what that's what it looks like. You see big heads inside that front loader.
And this, the video you're citing, was taken by the son?
The mother, Contra Kenmore. She filmed it.
Mother took the video?
Yes.
Oh, how interesting.
Those three walked in the yard. The father and two sons walked into the yard while she stood behind them filming. She didn't go in the yard with them. They turned around too quickly anyway, right? When they went in, that's when they got chased out. But they continued to film for another, like, 30, 40 seconds. I can't remember offhand right now. I think, it was probably about 40 seconds. 40 seconds.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim, very much. And Ryan Shane, of course, we'll have you back maybe next week if that's convenient for you. We can get the video, and we can all watch it, and you can walk us through it. Great job.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for having me on, and thanks a lot, Ryan.
You bet.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, Ryan, thank you for setting this up, and we'll do it again soon and get more out of this. It's really quite a remarkable story. Stunner.
You guys take care of yourself.
Okay, you too. All right. There you go. That's a real deal, a real event. In Las Vegas, I detect no false witness. I detect no lying. I detect nothing but truly remarkable firsthand accounts. Okay, we'll follow this up with another program probably next week. Hope so. Be right back with Hour 2. Hang on.